Van Andel Institute, Dr. Patrick Brendan, professor and director of Van Andel Institute Center for Neurodegenerative Science, doing great things, investigating the molecular mechanisms of Parkinson's disease. I know you want to develop new therapies aimed at slowing or stopping the disease. So I introduce you with 5 stars, Dr. Brendan.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, Shelley. Good morning.
You're welcome. That's 5 out of 5 stars. Know that. That's a compliment. I'm glad you're here again. Would be nice to be face-to-face one day. Dr. Brendan, you will be taking part in VAI's flagship Parkinson's Disease Scientific Symposium, Grand Challenges in Parkinson's Disease, Rallying to the Challenge. Obviously, you're very involved as one of the organizers. So would you describe Grand Challenges?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So this year, it's actually organized by 2 other professors, and I'm a little bit in the background. The organizers are Hong Jong Chu and Lena Brendan, who shares the same name as I have.
There you go.
So you can imagine we have a relationship. So, no, the Grand Challenges is a conference we've organized since 2012. And since 2014, we've also had the partner conference called Rallying to the Challenge. Grand Challenges is focused on science and clinical care of Parkinson's disease. And typically, we have about 15 to 18 international speakers come here and talk about the latest developments and research on a specific theme within Parkinson's. This year, for obvious reasons, with COVID-19, it'll be a virtual conference organized on the web. Rallying to the Challenge, the partner meeting, is primarily organized by patient advocates, once again, from all over the world. And they will come here and discuss things that are important in the Parkinson community, and there's a lot of interaction between these two meetings. People can walk freely between the two, so people who do the research can fundamentally understand what's important for people affected by Parkinson's and their families. And similarly, people who are affected by the disease can get some insight into where the research is going.
Wow.
So we're super excited to have it virtual this year. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't have dreamt about that, but there's a silver lining to this. We've had between 200 and I'd say about 350 people register every year before. And we're still 4 weeks out from the meeting and we already have 450 people participating. So it's much easier, of course, to participate in a virtual setting and not having to travel.
There's the silver lining. What day does this happen, Dr. Brendan?
So it's going to be over 3 days this year, September 23rd through 25th. We will hold it at a time of day so that people all the way from the Pacific time zone to Central European time, all of them can actually participate. So that's why we split it into 3 days instead of having 2 days, which is the normal procedure.
So let me dig into the theme a bit. Where and how does Parkinson's start? So talk about that, and what does the latest research tell us about the origins of the disease?
There's a lot of really exciting new research in this area, and that's why we selected this theme. It indicates, this new research, that Parkinson's might actually start in the periphery, outside of the brain. It might start in organs such as the gut or the nose. And we'll have sessions that discuss how inflammation and even potentially infections in peripheral organs could lead to Parkinson's disease much later in life. So we're not talking about a week, we're talking several years. And the overriding theme will be, how does it start? And also, can we detect it? Can we identify people maybe 10 years before they actually develop what we know as Parkinson's? And if we can identify people who are very likely to develop Parkinson's, it might be possible to start treatments earlier and actually prevent the disease. So there'll be talks about brain imaging, there'll be talks about chemicals that you can measure in the blood, and there'll be more theoretical discussions of the cellular mechanisms that might underlie these changes. We call this phase of the disease that actually precedes the person going to the doctor, we call that phase prodromal Parkinson's disease. So it precedes the actual movement problems.
Yes. Dr. Patrick Brendan with us again, professor, director of Van Andel Institute's Center for Neurodegenerative Science, talking about the upcoming VIAI's flagship Parkinson's disease scientific symposium, Graham Challenges in Parkinson's Disease, of course, rallying to the challenge as well. In general, and you might have touched on this, Patrick, what has been the response to the shift to virtual meetings? Well, there will be more silver linings, I hope.
Yeah, so it's interesting. This, of course, is not the first virtual meeting that's happened during the pandemic, and I've participated in a couple organized by others. And it's fascinating. Of course, we miss the face-to-face interaction, but it's wonderful to save all the time and money that the travel requires. And it's also really good to be able to listen to talks from your home environment and perhaps then do something else for a couple of hours and then listen again. And in many of these meetings, the talks are recorded. So even though there'll be a set time when they are first broadcast, it'll be possible to listen to them afterwards. So these are really positive things. And there's lots of innovation going on in this space. We have something called poster sessions. That's when slightly more junior scientists typically present their work. In the real live setting, it is a poster on the wall and you stand and talk about the research. Here, there are virtual posters. And then instead of talking, it's possible to post questions and get answers. And this means that you can join a discussion with many other scientists by typing, like in a chat, and you can follow the scientific discourse in a much better way, I think, than you will do in a noisy, crowded, stuffy meeting where it's hard to get hold of the person you want to talk to.
Yes.
So it's not all bad, as I said, and I honestly think that we are going to have conferences in the future for sure. It's wonderful to meet colleagues and have discussions over a meal, but I think we will have a lot of virtual conferences also in the future when we don't actually have to have them as virtual conferences.
Right. Yep. No, your reach may be wider and further. Is there a fee for the attendance, Dr. Brendan?
No. So we've decided to make this free, and we think that's important this year. And anybody who's interested in attending can just visit our webpage. It has a long name, but it's actually pretty straightforward. It is grandchallengesinpd.org. So grandchallengesinpd, as in Parkinson's disease, .org. And if you click there, there's a place where you can register. So, and I urge anyone who's listening, who's interested, if they have a loved one or if they're affected themselves by Parkinson's disease, to come to this meeting. Because as I said, the rallying to the challenge, which is more patient advocates, is really friendly to the lay audience. And it'll be similar in the sense that there will be talks and possibilities to pose questions and so forth. And I think it's just an amazing learning opportunity that's just there to take. It's free.
Great. Thank you again for your leadership and for one more time continuing to remind us that work is being done on Parkinson's disease, and we still need to talk about the grand challenges and rally to the challenge as well. All right, VAI.org for more information, I trust.
Yes, thank you so much, Shelley, for hosting us and letting us talk about this. Your support is really important to our institute.
Means a lot to say that. Thank you. We'll talk again.